Blog Talk Radio.
Monday morning. Praise God. We love the Lord this morning. God is doing great things. He is so awesome. And we just thank God, amen, for Sunday services, you know, praising God for our mothers indeed. Praise the Lord, holy women of God. Amen. One that loves the Lord, loves their family, loves their children. Praise God. We want to continue on yesterday, and we want to make some corrections, of course. You know, we made some mistakes, especially when it comes down to statistics. So we want to get back in the book of Corinthians, first chapter, and we want you to look at the 1st through the 11th verse, okay? 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. The 1st through the 11th verse. And we left off at the 3rd verse. Let's take a look at, let me give you a recap. Yesterday we was talking about the spiritual gifts. Let's just recap on that. And we want you to know that we are God's people and that we need to know God's plan. And I want to use the word operation simply because so that many can understand what I'm saying. The operation of God is his plan, his purpose, and why we are here. And while we are here, God just didn't just allow us to be here unarmed. Amen. He fully equipped us, amen, to fight spiritual warfare. Now, I want you to know we're very charismatic because we believe that God communicate with us and we communicate directly with God for his help, for his guidance, for his healing, for power. And God give us the authorization and the power. We have the authority, amen, to cast Satan out. I want you to know, amen, theologically, term meaning that any endowment that God give us is through his grace. I want you to know you cannot fight spiritual warfare without God. You must have God. And God will hold us accountable because we know better, because he has laid out the manuscript, he has laid out his plan, the operation, and as long as we continue to search and seek and learn and receive his revelation knowledge, we can fight the enemy on any level, it doesn't matter, all the way from the White House all the way to the valley. So I want you to know God wants you to protect yourself, your family, and what belongs to you, and to also to reach out to someone else and share and give the word to them so that can be protected, so they can be loved, and so that they can fight. So God is not looking at color. God is not prejudiced. God created us all. We did not create ourselves. Amen. God had created us. Now, I want you to know that I want to talk a little bit about light again, because I want to make a correction on that. Now, we know that the speed of light travels 186,000 miles per second. So we know in kilowatts per second, that's approximately 299,792,000. Okay, so you can give and take. You know, sometimes statistics are a little off, but nevertheless, we know that that is very, very fast to the naked eye. And we cannot see it because we're dealing with waves, and we're talking about energy and mass and so forth. So why did you say that? I said that to say that Satan was cast down from heaven like lightning. So I want you to know, amen, he's faster than lightning, but we cannot see him with the naked eye. Many times people say he's invisible. I disagree with that. Simply because he's a created being. God created him and made him just like he made us. He just has speed that we can't see him. But every now and then, if he slowed down, or, you know, sometimes God will let you see just a glimpse of him. And sometimes you can see a flash of him. And many times, I had experienced it, and many times, you know, if we can slow him down, we can see what we're dealing with. But many times we can't see it. So therefore, he's a spirit. He's not no amateur. He's a professional liar. He's a very skillful when it comes down to evil. So God give us these gifts, and he wants us to protect ourselves in every area of our life. And we want to talk a little bit more about that. And let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and let's look at the fourth verse. It says, now there are divers of gifts, but the same Spirit, meaning that there are different types of gifts that God gives all of us. We may not have the same gifts, and I want you to know, amen, in order for you to develop these gifts, so forth, you have to pray and ask God to condition you, to help you to grow, and that you'll be able to manifest these spirits, amen, of gifts that God give you to protect you and your family and for others, amen, to help others, to push them out of bondage, to bring them out of the snares, to help them to go around and to prevent them from falling into the snares of Satan. And so we have to know certain things, and God is more than qualified. He's a professional. He's a concerning spiritual things, spiritual and natural. But we want to deal with the spiritual simply because we cannot see the enemy with our naked eye. The Bible let us know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, rulers of darkness. In this world, we cannot detect them, amen, but the enemy will use any individual he can. When you don't have the knowledge of God, when you do not know God, the enemy will use that individual. Now, it's not the person, it's the spirit that's in that individual. But if we can witness to them and talk to them and let them know, you know, you can be used, amen, for the enemy. You know, it's not you, amen, that's doing a lot of things that God is not pleased at. But sometimes we get caught up in those things and don't know what's going on with us. We become confused. We become disturbed, stressed out. We become, you know, just all out of shape and out of control. And God does not want you to be out of control. Now, he said he would not have us ignorant of these things, and we cannot walk around being ignorant and being prideful like we know it all and we have it down packed. No. There is some things that you need to discover. There's some things that you need to research. There's some things that Satan does not want you to know. He is trying to kill, steal, and destroy. He is trying to take your soul. He's trying to, amen, praise God, cause you to lose out with God, to lose out, amen. For everything that God has blessed you with, he is trying to snuff it out. He's trying to take it from you. Amen, and bring sorrow and bring pain. Amen. So this is why we need the gifts. We need to pray and desire spiritual gifts. We need to ask God to help us develop those gifts. And he gives those gifts to us. He knows what it takes for us. So we want to talk about that. It's diverse, different types of gifts, but everybody's different. Everybody's warfare is different. Everybody's dealing with something or somebody. Amen. And you, what you need, that person may not need. Praise God. But it's all the same ministration of God. So let's go down to the fifth verse. It says, and there are different administration, but the same Lord. The sixth verse. And there are divers of operation, but it is the same God which worketh in all of us, okay? The eighth verse, it says, for to one is given the spirit of the word of wisdom. We need the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of this world. We have that. We produce that. But we need the flip side of the coin. We need to know spiritual things, the mystery, the hidden knowledge, amen, the things that we do not know, the things, amen, God didn't hide it from it. It's just a matter of the spiritual discern. And in the natural, you cannot receive those things. So therefore, you have to seek the Spirit in order to receive the Spirit. And if you want it bad enough, you will do the research. You will seek God. You will, amen. If I were you, I would. Simply because I want to know what the end's going to be. I want to know where am I going to end up at. What's going to happen to me when I'm gone, when I leave this world, what happened? What do I have to deal with? So it's good for you to know, amen, there's more to it than this life, because after this life, there is consequences. There are things that we're going to have to address. There's things that we're going to have to answer to God about. So we want to talk more about these ministrations. We're talking about the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is getting in the word. Amen. Praise God. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. As you begin to read the word of God and God fill you with information, God will bring everything clear to you. It's like a puzzle. You'll put the puzzle together piece by piece. It's not an overnight session. Amen, praise God. It's a lifetime journey. And each journey goes levels. You go levels in Christ, because the Bible said there's high heights and deeper depths in Christ. So we know that, amen, praise God, we get the revelation of knowledge, amen. We get that wisdom straight from God. And the Bible let us know if we lack of wisdom, let us ask of God. Amen. You have a mouth. You can have a personal relationship with God. Now, your relationship with God has to be prevalent every day. It is imperative that you connect with God every day. You have to, amen, establish that relationship. You have to, for yourself, you have to find out. I can tell you and I can try to show you some points, but you have to seek God for yourself in order to receive that gift and that what God has for you. Amen. We are all in the same boat. Amen. We're serving the same God. But we may have to go different routes, amen, than the other person. We may have to go through some things that I may not never experience, and you may not never experience some of the things I go through. But God has these gifts for for us to know, and we can get the information, and we know how to deal with the enemy. We will know how to deal with certain people, certain elements, certain situations that come in our lives. So God's talking about wisdom, so we're talking about the wisdom of God, because God has a way for us to escape, because there's nothing too hard or there's nothing that God cannot deal with. God has a plan, and this plan you must know for yourself. Amen. It's like a maze, and only God can take you out of this maze. The enemy met evil, amen, and he met it unto your demise. But God meant it unto good. So know that. Do not give up. Do not give up hope. But know, put your hope in Jesus Christ. He is our hope of glory. So it tells us, amen, one of the gifts are the gifts of wisdom. So we know the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It is the beginning of wisdom. And how do we get wisdom? Through the Word of God. Through our relationship with God. We have a relationship, not a sometime relationship. You don't have no relationship with your companion from time to time or with your spouse from time to time. You have a relationship with your spouse every single day. And you're communicating, you're talking to each other, and you're sharing different things together. Well, it's the same way with God. You share the same thing. And as you get closer, as you begin to know him even more, the more, amen, praise God, you'll be fascinated. Amen, he'll make you laugh. He'll make you see yourself the way he see you. He'll let you see, amen, that he loves you. Amen. He let you know, amen, that I have a way for you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And there's some things that we have to go through for our own sake, for training, for betterment of life. Amen. So God give us life. He meant for us to live and not die and declare the words of the Lord. So another operation of God is also manifesting. When I say manifesting, the spirit, these gifts, amen, that God give us, amen, they are manifest. In other words, they're not play, it's not make-believe, it's not something of your imagination. These are actually real. They are real, and you will find out more and more, amen, that God is real. He becomes real in your life, in your family, in everything that you do, amen, praise God. You'll find out it's not all about this world and the things of this world, amen. You'll find out, amen, praise God, that the world is an enemy to God, amen. God wants you to look to him. He is the author and the finish of our faith, amen. He meant for us to enjoy, amen, praise God, to have. He gave us the wisdom, gave us the knowledge, amen, to have and be successful. But he does not want us to be, amen, caught up, amen, and make idol gods out of them, because these things cannot deliver us. It cannot save us. It cannot, let me tell you, when we leave this world, we don't leave it all behind. So don't get so caught up in it. Amen. Enjoy. Enjoy what God gives you. Amen. So it says in that eighth verse, it says, you know, about the wisdom, for one giveth the spirit the word of wisdom and another the word of knowledge, and it's the same spirit. Okay, so the next gift God gives is the gift of faith. Faith. Without faith, no man can please the Lord. How do I get faith? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Not only do I hear the word, but I am a doer of the word. As you begin to read the word, God will show you in steps. Step by step. And then you have to remember that the word of God is in three dispensations of truth. You have to know that the word of God, you have history, you have the past, which is the history, and then you have the present, which is now, and then you have the future tense. You have to know, and you have to look at it, read it, and God will direct you and show you all the way from the book of Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation. It's awesome. It's awesome journey. It's better than any book that you can ever read. It's better than any movie. that you can ever see on television. It is awesome. But the thing about it is not believe. Amen. It is real. Heaven is real, my friend. It is well worth the wait. It is well worth the fight. It is. Let me tell you something. There is nothing in this world that I want that I got to hold on to lose my soul. I'm telling you, the Bible let us know, what would a man give for his soul? What would he give in exchange? There is nothing in this world that I would give up. Amen, praise God. That I would not give up, amen, and trade it for eternal life. Most people, let me tell you something. The most that people live is probably about 80 years, and that's over. You know, and many times people are sick, they're in pain, they're in misery. Many times they're not happy. But, you know, when you look at God and you're thinking about where you're going, where you're going to a place where the wicked shall cease from troubling and the weary shall be at rest, there's no more pain, no more dying, no more sickness, no more tears. Amen. Nothing to intimidate you, nothing to harass you, nothing, amen, praise God, to destroy you. But it's going to be eternal life. Amen. And you don't need these things down here. So it's not even worth it. Enjoy it while you're here. But look, we're going to a better place. The scripture let us know. Amen. God went to prepare a better place. See, I get stirred up. And when I get stirred up, I get off the subject real quick. But I want you to know, I want you to know what you're looking forward to. And that these things, amen, that God is talking about, the word of God, the gifts and stuff, you need them while you're here. Amen. So because he's gone away to prepare a better place, amen, for us. And he's coming back to receive us unto himself. So we know that the gift of faith is hearing the word of God. The word of God is to be understood. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, but rightly divine the word of truth. So we have to make sure, because there is so many doctrine, there's so many other kind of spirit, religion, amen, that we got to make sure, very sure, and examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. Examine yourself who you are under as far as leadership, who you are hearing the word of God from. Because many times people miss it, the foundation. They lay the foundation incorrectly. That doesn't mean that that person can't get back on trail. Okay, that doesn't mean that God gave them up now. That only means that there are some that's not of this fold that God must bring in. So many times people make errors. We all make errors. But that doesn't mean that we cannot correct the errors. We cannot. So this is why we need the word, the gift of faith. Faith, amen, is the opposite of fear. Because if you got fear in your heart, if you got fear, if you're dealing with fear, then that means that you don't have the faith. You're not believing in God. And understand me, I'm not talking about natural fear. I'm talking, so we need certain amount of fear, fear of fire, fear of jumping off a cliff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about fear, you know, fear to do the right thing, fear, you know, that cause you to lie, fear that cause you, amen, to hurt someone else, fear, you know, being put in the position to not trust God. But you fear for your life, you fear for things, you fear, amen, of lack, amen. And that's what the enemy does. He makes you feel those way, those things. He makes you feel a certain way. That's why we cannot go by feelings. The just shall walk by faith and not by feelings. We have to trust the word of God. And the more you read the word of God, open up your heart. Don't be judgmental. Open your heart, seek the Lord, talk to the Lord, meditate on it, and God will speak to you. You'll learn his voice. You'll learn, amen, how God deal with man differently. Everybody, he does not deal with the same way. We may have served the same God and have all things in common, amen, but God doesn't always speak to us all the same way because we all go in different directions. We all have issues. We all have things that we need God to help us to grow and develop and mature. And I didn't grow up the way you grew up. My mother wasn't like your mother. My father wasn't like your father. You may not have a father. Maybe I did. But the thing about it is let God lead you. Let God lead you simply because, I mean, why waste your time if you're just going to pretend and make believe? Just be honest. Just be yourself. Say, I just don't know the way. I just don't know what I'm doing. Go to God and tell him just like you tell me. Amen. I don't know what I'm doing. Lord, I'm confused about this. I don't understand this. Can you help me, Lord? God has a unique way of showing us, and you will know it is him. So faith, amen, I know it. The faith, amen, casts out all this fear. Fear, let me tell you something, fear brings hate. Fear, amen, there is no love. Fear is prejudice. Fear is full of pride, selfishness, and all kind of evil, negative vibes, amen. And these are the things, amen, God wants you to know. You don't have to be in that predicament. You can be free. God, free person, whom God set free is free indeed. So let's go a little bit further. We're talking about the gift of faith, and now we're talking about the gift of healing. Healing, there's gifts of healing. We can speak, pray, amen, and lay hands. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you don't even have to lay hands. All you got to do is believe, amen, that God is a healer, a deliverer. God will heal. God made you. He created you. And he can give you all brand new, okay? Brand new, amen, praise God. Whatever that you need God to heal, amen. Some people need miracles right now, instant. People got cancer. People dying of cancer. You don't have to die with cancer. People got AIDS. You don't have to die with AIDS. You don't have to die with any horrible diseases. Amen, praise God. Because God said, I come to heal all diseases, not partial, not part, but all diseases. That's Psalms, the third chapter. Psalms 103. You read that. It tells you, you have to repent and ask God to forgive you and not forget all his wonderful benefits that he's shown towards you. Amen. And the Bible let us know, amen, praise God. But we can surrender to God, and God can work miracles in us. So we're talking about the gift of healing, amen. You can lay hands, amen. Many times the doctors, you know, give us a bad report. Sometimes, you know, we just fall all the pieces. We don't have to fall off all the pieces. We can give it to God because God is a miracle working God. He is a healer. So we just thank God, amen, praise God for the word. And then there's other gifts. I'm going to just say it because our time is limited. And the other gift is the gift of miracles. Right now, God can just supernaturally work a miracle, and unexpectedly, God will come out of the clear blue sky. God is a God on time. Amen. We need miracles. That means right now, instantly, God would just do it. Just give it to you. That's the way he does. He takes things out of time. Amen. Praise God. And he just give it to you. I just love that. Amen. The gift of discernment, the gift of prophecy. Amen. It's very important that you get the gift of prophecy, gift of discernment, the gift of tongues. Amen. Praise God. To edify, to help the unbeliever, those that do not believe. These tools that God gives us is to help us. Amen. Praise God. On this journey, This journey is when we had to fight warfare. We had to fight the enemy because he's going to come and tell you you're going to die early. He's going to come to you and tell you sick, you'll never get well. He'll tell you that you'll never be successful. He will tell you, amen, praise God, all the negative. Amen. God don't want us to live like that. That's why he has these gifts. Amen. We believe that he is a God of promise. God promised he will never leave you. Neither will he forsake you. And his word, amen, is his bond. Heaven and earth shall be cast away, destroy, be no more, but his word shall always stand. It will always be everlasting to everlasting. Amen. God's word is sure. It's a sure foundation. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. We trust that you got something out of the word of God. We love you. And just keep fighting the good fight of faith. Hold on to his unchanging hand because God will not let you down. God bless you.